There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 10:06 our time on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Again, that was a good interview. Thank you, Craig. Craig actually thought I did a good interview. That only took 2 years.
I know, right?
Right. You know what? I was impressed with him. I don't know about you. I'm glad that he addressed what he shows in his TV ad in the middle of everything. Dr. Jeff Gunter, the Republican candidate for the seat held by Jackie Rosen. And in this ad, he has, what's his or her name, Dylan something, the Bud Light Mulvaney influencer, in his ad. And I wanted to make it clear that he was not saying that companies had no right to put somebody like that on the internet or you know, would companies have the freedom to hire people like that as much as we don't agree with that person? It's really up to the company, and we don't want to see government telling corporations who to hire to influence and endorse their products and who not to. I'm very sensitive about this because myself, I was cut off while talking on the air at my last job as morning news anchor at Channel 2 because management hated, despised what I was saying on the air. And it wasn't opinion in my mind. I was really just giving the other side of the stories in national news stories on the morning news. And I was cut off the air for it. And I was shown the door. And you know what? It's perfectly their right to do it, okay? They are slanted. There's a lot of liberals who work in the, it's mostly liberals, I believe, who work in the news staff, but it's their right, and they benefit from it. Well, I don't think they benefited from that. They benefit from it, or they lose from it, but it's a corporate decision. Bud Light, they lost. They lost. It was a gamble, but it was their decision. It only hurt Bud Light. It didn't really hurt anybody else. And I just tell you, if government starts telling companies, you know, who to, you know, what they say on their own television ads or internet ads or things like that, I am just totally against that. And I'm glad he explained why he put that in there. It, as he said, to highlight the cultural disintegration in America today. Again, doesn't really have much to do with a U.S. Senate seat and what you can do about it, but I think he was maybe just trying to get people fired up over that. And my gosh, that whole thing still hasn't ended, has it? I don't think Bud Light ever came back. 884-9910 is the number. As long as we're talking a little bit of politics, have y'all seen the Facebook ad in your timeline? Call Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Tell her to stop the EPA de facto ban of new gasoline and diesel vehicles that begins in 2027. If you folks heard about this, a Democrat Senate bill presented to ban new gasoline and diesel vehicles, and they want it to begin in 2027. Yes, the Senate Democrats' new bill to ban fossil fuel vehicles from being sold starting in 2027. Look it up. The EPA issued new vehicle emission standards will most likely ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles and many hybrids by 2032. And this ad on Facebook says, call Senator Cortez Masto now. Well, you know, that'll be a wasted call, as we can all count on Ms. Cortez Masto to vote right along with the Biden administration. Her voting history is, look it up, right along party lines. When she was Nevada's Secretary of State, she was a common sense moderate. She looked out for Nevada. I know, because I got to interview her a couple of times. I got along with her well. But she is an automatic yes vote on every Democrat bill, no matter how wacky they've been, even ones that harm our state and benefit the eastern liberal states. And she leaves the impression that she could care less about Nevada. It's what Chuck Schumer or Pelosi tell her to, the DNC tell her to vote on. This car ban is not democracy. It's dictatorship, and it harms wide-open, long-drive states like Nevada, right? We can't even drive to Las Vegas on a full electric car charge. Catherine Cortez Masto gets her marching orders from Schumer and Pelosi and will do whatever her party tells her to do. On the other hand, I'll be fair, our other Democrat, U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen, does not always follow her party on everything, and I highly respect her for breaking away from the DNC and now and then voting for our interests, and good for her for telling us in her TV ads that there are Democrat bills that she will not vote for. Unlike Ms. Masto, who I would say to her, quit backing Biden's policy and vote to help Nevadans and stop saying things like far right instead of conservative. She just called our Supreme Court the far right Supreme Court this week. Look it up. That's Schumer and Biden talk right there. Have some respect for half the state that votes conservative values. We are not far right extremists. In other news, I should say, and Dr. Jeff brought this up, inflation did go up again. It went up again this week. I feel like I'm talking into the void here, because whenever I bring up the rising prices and the inflation, nobody really talks about it, because, you know, the news media doesn't really report on how bad this is, inflation. But folks, New York Times here, look, even the liberal media, and I'm going to quote here to show that this is not not just wacko me here, right-wing BS or anything. New York Times on Wednesday did report it. You have to search for it. It didn't make the front page, but here's their story in the New York Times. Headline, inflation hotter than expected. This is what, the Wednesday New York Times. Quote, the consumer price index climbed 3.8% on an annual basis after stripping out food and fuel prices. Oh, how convenient, right? The March index unchanged from 3.8% in February. The monthly reading was stronger than what economists had forecast. And this article says gas prices contributed to March inflation, but it doesn't say how much. I guess they were probably afraid to put that in. You know, you can't tick the White House off too much. Folks, this affects all of us. Yet the network news thinks abortion in Arizona is just the biggest story of the week. It is not. It's how are we going to survive in this ever increasingly expensive country? How are we going to afford a home and mortgage rates the way they've gone up since the Biden administration took the reins? Here's how inflation, and especially Bidenomics, here's how they got us all used to high prices. In my growing up years, the 99-cent store would have been called the 9-cent store. 5 cents. Remember the five and dimes? They were called that because they sold stuff for 5 cents and 10 cents. There was a store chain called Neisner's where it said 5 and 10 right in front of the store. How far we've come. And how did we get so acclimated to look at a 99-cent store as such a bargain? You know, same thing with gas. Oh, look, there's gas for under $5. Let's fill up there. When I had my first car, it was 39 cents a gallon, I remember. I'm seeing quite a few $5 plus gallon gas stations lately for regular. I just saw one this morning, $5.15 in Midtown. For regular, okay, a gallon. The fives are back, folks, at the gas stations. Yesterday on Reno Reddit, somebody posted, can somebody explain why gas increases every 12 hours, seemingly? So why is nobody up in arms over these prices times 10 in just one generation? And this came out on, it came out on Thursday, not Wednesday, that inflation went up again, and in response, the mortgage rate then went up again. For folks trying to afford to buy a home. Again, even though all you hear from the news media, what little you hear about inflation is that it's dropping, which is total BS. Prices have if they haven't gone up, they haven't gone down, I'll tell you that. And they're going up yet again now with this news. And despite the media ignoring it, I really feel this election is going to come down to, are your personal finances better off today than they were 4 years ago? That is going to be it. But the news media just doesn't reflect it. And it's constant. Arizona abortion has been this week. Although I got an earful from somebody who, a big abortion advocate, collared me in public. I was very happy to talk to her, but she hears the show. She likes my personality, and she told me she is sick. Women are sick of men telling them what they can do with their bodies. I get that. Okay. And she said, well, why don't you men get vasectomies? Why is it us who has to have this operation done on us? You know, we're half the population, and we should get the same kind of respect. And, you know, I forget a lot of the stuff that she said, and she said a lot. But you know what? I began to understand a bit. You know, I do think people should be more responsible. But really, they look at it as men trying to control their bodies. Trump did not flop on abortion. He reiterated the ruling of the Supreme Court. Abortion is a state issue. He did what all federal officials should do, leave it to the states with their, you know, varying priorities and opinions. Nationally and tragically, it's been legal and accepted for 50 plus years, but it's a state's right issue. And anybody who says anything different is playing with you. And take a second look at anybody who brings up the topic. Is it brought up to thoughtfully talk about abortion, or is it brought up to divide? And meanwhile, the Democrats and the media are going to bang that distorted abortion drum hard this campaign, and it could work again like it did in 2022. As for Trump, abortion is a life or death topic. So speaking about what is legal compared to what is right, those are two different conversations. His statement stuck to what was legal. It was a politician's statement, and it had no moral backbone to it. Yes, it's a state's issue, but slavery was also a state's right issue, right until it wasn't. And a reminder, we fought harder for Trump's reelection than he did, in my honest opinion. He was so busy handing the country over to the likes of Fauci and his enablers like Sisolak, and, you know, and Grandma died alone, is still unconscionable after all these years later, in my opinion. Okay, that was one very heavy-handed political rant. It's not my nature to do that, but that Dr. Jeff Gunter, he got me all fired up this morning. We're going to take a break. The phone lines are open for anything. Let's talk about that rotisserie chicken again, please. 884-9910. Derek is coming from the awesome Brain Health Formula company that he formed locally. Derek Lee is coming up in a few minutes. Looking forward to that because he has amazing new products. And I've been taking them. And if you notice what it's done to me, I feel very young. I really do.
Yeah, you actually did. You did a great interview. That's what happened.
Right. Whatever I said to Dr. Jeff Gunter, I blame on that brain pill. No, it really has got me going on eight cylinders here. So you'll just have to put up with it. But phone lines open, 884-9910. Thank you, Craig. We're going to take a break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1020.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
John Potter back with you, 884-9910, our number, open topic, as always. Make it local. I appreciate it. We do it every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. OJ died this week, 2 months after he said, quote, my health is good. Makes you wonder if there was anything else he ever lied about, you know? What was your first reaction when you heard the news? How about you, Craig? What were you shocked? What did an emotion hit you?
No, no emotion at all. It was I was kind of like, yeah, I know he did it, but you know, Nicole Brown Simpson and Mr. Goldman. But yeah, no, I wasn't sorry to see him leave the earth.
Right. Yes, he did it. Of course he did it. Yeah. You've heard of the Associated Press. It used to be a thing, but the Associated Press had a story on OJ that caught my attention. And their top story on their yesterday afternoon wire, and by the way, you can subscribe to those from the Associated Press, top story Friday on the AP, and this is the headline to it with a picture of OJ. And the headline says, OJ Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. What do you think about that? I mean, you folks may not be old enough to remember, to have been around in those days. I was doing a radio morning show in Las Vegas during that trial. OJ Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. That's the headline. I would rather suggest that if O.J. Simpson lost the American dream, it happened not at the trial, but about a year before when he, a repeated wife beater, stabbed his wife to death, her and Ron Goldman, an innocent and uninvolved young man who had been sent by his restaurant employer to run an errand to return a pair of Mrs. Simpson's glasses that she left at the restaurant. That is what lost OJ the American dream. I mean, if you're a murderer, especially a double murderer, and you're an athlete, and you cut up a woman who weighs about 100 pounds less than you do, these things say, you're a heartless bastard, aren't you? O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream? So the murder trial was something that was done to him. So this article basically portrays O.J. as the victim, right? He lost the American dream because they put him on trial. And oh yes, racism, it applies here as well. I think it was NBC News. They started their newscast, I think, on Thursday or Friday, and they said, O.J. Simpson's passed away, a man who reflected the racial tensions of the United States. What the heck does that have to do with it? It's a murderer. And you know what? That's not what happened, that he lost the American dream because they put him on trial. I'm sorry. What did happen is he killed his wife and Ron Goldman, and despite the terrible judge and his showboating attorneys in the criminal trial, he was found responsible for their deaths in the civil trial. He was ordered to pay money. But, you know, being deprived of the American dream, he instead lived the high roller life, hitting America's best golf courses and paying very little of that money that he was ordered to pay. OJ was not the victim of anything. OJ was the perpetrator. And after life had blessed him, after he grew up in poverty with athletic ability and his personality and his talent and his good looks brought him the world, the movies and everything, he was embraced. Everything he touched turned to gold. But he is the one who engaged in violence in this horrendous crime. It was he who more than once beat his wife. It was he who killed her and an innocent man. And in that, he showed his true colors. He wasn't the victim, Associated Press, except of his own personal evil choice. And by the way, they weren't alone, AP, because I saw one TV anchorman even called him an alleged murderer. LOL. He was one of the most confounding figures of the age. Beloved as the juice. A Wall of Fame hero. He made us laugh as Officer Nordberg in The Naked Gun and as he ran through airport terminals for his Hertz rent-a-car. But he was also an extremely jealous and an abuser behind closed doors, and he turned out a murderer, and his trial divided the nation, and he laughed at the world when he got away with murder. The trial was the beginning of the two-tiered justice system, in my opinion. He was a big man, and he left a big wake, and he now appears before the bench of his maker, the eternal righteous judge of all the earth. Well, he was on that bench on Thursday. I think today he was shuttled down the darkest corridor kind of quickly. And just this morning, from what we heard, Charles Manson told O.J., "Hey, man, don't worry, O.J., it's a dry heat." That's just what I heard. Anyway, it's 10:30. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few minutes. 884-9910. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Going to go to Fox News. FM News Talk time, 10:30.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Ask a question or talk to Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, and Derek is here, who's given us some great medical news and advice. And how are you today, Derek?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, I got some news for you. This is news. Let me see. Saw this article in a couple of papers here. This is from the Daily Mail this week, Derek. And it's a vote, I think, for your new Fat Buster pills, pretty much. But the headline, this is alarming, headline, leading doctor warns of deadly unforeseen side effects of Ozempic. Reading the article, it raises your risk 900%. A leading doctor is warned that Ozempic is not a fix-all and described its side effects as scary and quite disturbing. Dr. Mark Hyman, who has written books on nutrition, says two frightened him about Ozempic and its sister drugs like Wegovy. The first is bowel blockages, which if left untreated can cut off blood supply and kill. The second is inflammation of the pancreas. A University of British Columbia study that found people using these pills were 9.1 times more likely to suffer inflammation of the pancreas, which could be deadly, and a recent analysis showed that fat loss shots like Ozempic and Zepbound have been linked to more than 100 deaths so far in the U.S. Those cases have been recorded in an FDA monitoring system used to track the safety of medicines. You have a product just came out weeks ago called Fat Buster. How is your product different? How is it without this risk? And it's not a trivial risk at all.
No, it's not. It's really quite simple. So what the Fat Buster does is it activates what's natural to us, natural to humans. We use natural ingredients to activate enzymes that are in the intestinal tract to convert white fat to brown fat, which that stored fat is white fat. Usable energy is brown fat. So there's enzyme in the Fat Buster from fucoxanthin, which is seaweed-based, and that and fucoxanthin enables the body to transform white fat to brown fat, which makes it usable, burnable, and so when we have more energy to use and utilize, it inevitably reduces our want to eat. So that's the single focus of what that's the single element of what Fat Buster can do. There's also acetyl-carnitine, which enables the body to break down fats and actually use the fatty acids to be stored as a usable source of fat as an energy. And there's also blue corn flour extract. It scrubs the liver, kidney, and gallbladder of any stored crap in the organs. And so the more efficient those organs can function, the better we process foods. And an astaxanthin, it transports all the stuff that's been removed, and it transports for disposal.
Now, your Fat Buster product, we talked about this before, is similar to Ozempic in maybe effectiveness and such. The biggest difference is that they're chemicals and yours is natural.
That's right.
Amino acids. And basically, here's another similarity between you and the Ozempic and Wegovy or whatever. It works by raising your metabolism, right?
That's correct.
But your product raises the metabolism in a purely natural way, and that's why you didn't have to go through the
injections,
and right? The FDA, which blows me away about the FDA, folks. We have, it says, fat loss shots like Ozempic and Zepbound have been linked to more than 100 deaths in the U.S., and they've been recorded in an FDA monitoring system used to track the safety of medicines. What the heck? They've already recorded over 100 deaths in the FDA's own monitoring system. Why aren't they doing anything?
Money. Bottom line.
That's unbelievable.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. You go ahead.
So that's the fat buster. It'll break down cholesterol. So if anyone's on statins, there's a process in order to, if anyone wants to get off of statins, because, you know, the more statins we take, whether it's injectable or by capsule, that it reduces the potential and possibility to even uptake fats. And our brain needs fat in order to function. Our brain is 90% cholesterol. So with statins, it reduces the capacity to even absorb cholesterol, and Fat Buster enables a natural process to rebuild and reform so we can process fats naturally. And that's just Fat Buster. When we pair Acromancia and Restore with Fat Buster, I view it as the trifecta. Acromancia, it's a bacteria in the intestinal tract, and it does a lot more than just that. But Acromancia is actually what regulates GLP-1. GLP-1 is Ozempic. Ozempic has a chemical construction, a chemical composition that manipulates GLP-1, so it lasts in our blood supply for a week. So it manipulates our metabolism, or manipulates the communication from the brain to the gut somehow, or stops it completely, which might be more the case. And so Acromancia communicates with the intestinal tract to the brain, so we can regulate food, we can regulate how we eat, what we eat. And just from my personal experience, by taking the Fat Buster, Acromancia, and the Restore, it's kind of a symbiotic process that works on the brain, the intestinal tract, and the utilization of natural fats that we eat every day.
You folks should know that one-third of all newly approved FDA drugs had safety issues between 2001 and 2010. These are government numbers here. And this does not even address drugs that have been on the market for decades that the FDA refuses to investigate. Our FDA has become just another complicit arm of the government that is in bed with food production and the pharmaceutical companies, which is what I think sounds like inspired you to do this whole thing with amino acids and other natural ingredients.
It was a contributing factor, especially going through all the health issues I went through. And this is what I was prescribed: amphetamines and opiates. Those are my drugs to get me through the day.
And what was your condition again, for folks who don't know?
I was diagnosed with 13, more than 13 autoimmune disorders, from chronic fatigue syndrome to a blood disorder called polycythemia, to all the brain brain dysfunctions, which would be multiple sclerosis.
How did you get this? How did this happen?
The belief and the theory is it's all based on traumatic brain injury from an infant. So if we want to look at it from an aging perspective, the model of my symptoms started when I was 40. And so as an infant, so before one, and we just broadcast that 40 years in the future, it kind of starts to make sense that from a trauma at a specific age, all the effects are going to start happening X amount of years later. And so from that perspective, it kind of makes sense that, okay, well, that gives me a lot more time to start utilizing my brain in order to come up with theories and solutions to start repairing the brain, because I don't believe anyone else has been able to do this yet.
Well, what can I say? My wife has been taking Fat Buster 2 weeks now, just one pill first thing in the morning, along with the
Restore?
Restore. I need another Restore. And she sees a difference. She feels a difference. And she She still won't tell me what she weighs. That's confidential information, but she says it's working for what it's worth.
I have people calling me and emailing me every day. Derek, I've done all the diets that have come out. I've never been able to lose weight. 1 week on the Fat Buster and Restore, I've lost 5 pounds and I've been eating worse. I actually am hungry now.
She hasn't changed her eating habits at all, really. I've noticed that she's not quite as hungry late at night as she was before.
That's the that's the biggest issue. It is when we try a diet or we try to lose weight, we starve ourselves throughout the day. But then we binge eat at night because we're starving. We can't handle the lack of nutrients. So what I encourage people to do with the Akkermansia, there's a short-acting version, which is a quick-dissolving, and then we have an enteric-coated version that I prefer people take like an hour before dinner. So that gets into the intestinal tract and actually, I don't want to say blunts or curbs the appetite, but it enables us to not get into the binge eating as much, and it enables us to eat what's more appropriate, and the amount, the proportion is really the key. So if you have a food craving during the day that you want ice cream and you're just craving ice cream all day, I tell people, like, then don't eat dinner, eat ice cream, have ice cream be your dinner, because from a calorie perspective, it matches.
Never heard that.
But you curb the craving and you don't double up on the calories. Because even if you eat dinner, which is going to be 750 to 1,000 calories on average, most people don't eat 500 calories for dinner. I don't either. But then you get another 500 plus calories for ice cream, probably closer to bed. And that's all sugar and fat.
You know, this is the same. I know a friend who has been trying to cut down on drinking. And their solution, this is very similar. When they're craving a drink, they eat. And once they eat, they're not interested in having a drink.
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, it's just what?
It's feeding the system. So alcohol is a simple sugar, and there's a ton of carbohydrates in alcohol. And so if they eat before they drink, then it curbs the craving of sugar.
Man, that brain, I'll tell you.
And so it works that way. And so it'd be the same thing with people who smoke cigarettes. When they try to stop smoking, they need to do something else because the brain doesn't turn off. So when people try to stop smoking, they gain, I've seen people put on 30 to 50 pounds in less than a month just mm-hmm. because they need to do something. And so they replace the something with smoke, with eating.
Right. So he keeps saying, my evil brain is telling me, you know, well, give the brain something else to consume.
That's right.
That's the thing. Okay. Before I get to break here, we went so much here on the Fat Buster. Now tell folks how to get it.
You can either call me at 775-634-7789 or go to our website at brainhealthformulas.com, or you can email me with Derek@brainhealthformulas.com.
And she takes just one a day.
It works. One.
So the product, when you buy it, lasts a long time.
It does. It'll
be like, can you share days. The cost? Because I know people are going to be wondering how much this is.
The Fat Buster is $49.95 for 100 capsules. And so, okay,
so that's 3 months.
That's 50 days. Because if you only take one capsule, then yeah, 3 months. But I recommend one capsule in the morning, one capsule in the evening.
Okay.
It kind of maximizes the effect. And one of the things that's fascinating, when you take two capsules a day, you will actually start to see fat sitting in the toilet. And you start to wonder, like, what is that? How come there looks like there's a lot of bubbles in there, but it doesn't really make sense? It's actually fat floating in the toilet.
Derek, people are eating breakfast.
I know.
My friend Andy Guevara would say.
Fun things to do.
884-9910, folks. Fat Buster, one of Derek's products. And we're going to talk about another one. Do you want to address what you have for incontinence? Or what do you want to talk about after?
Incontinence would be, let's see, that would be the Akkermansia.
Okay.
Yep.
If you want to talk about that, sure.
Let's do it, folks.
You can ask Derek a question. We can talk about those other products if you have something that you would like, an alternative to the chemicals and the drugs that may not be working for you. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, back with one more segment with Derek Lee, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1049.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee again for Brain Health Formulas, who we just talked about his FatBuster product. And now we have a product of his that not only addresses incontinence, but also heartburn. It's Akkermansia. And I said, well, Derek, give me something very simple about this because I never heard of Akkermansia. And he gave me two pages, and I am totally lost. This is from the very first sentence here. Akkermansia is believed to regulate GLP-1 and do. Okay, I got it. I give up. Make it as simple as you can about this ingredient, what it is and how it works on incontinence and heartburn.
I'll do my best. I'll be as concise as I can. Akkermansia is believed to regulate a lot of things in the intestinal tract.
What, amino acid or
it's
what?
A bacteria.
Oh, it's a bacteria.
Yeah. And so it's not like your typical lactobacillus bifidobacterium. It actually, I believe it actually regulates the mucosa in the entire intestinal tract. And so this is going beyond the science. Science says one thing. I don't think that's what it does. So what I did with my Akkermansia formula is I paired other ingredients that actually generate mucosa or mucus, because when we can generate the mucus, or mucosa, we can regenerate large parts of the body. And so when we consume Akkermansia formula, we can rehydrate the esophagus, which means we can start to repair it, which reduces heartburn. We can start to repair the stomach lining. We can start to repair the valve that goes from the stomach to the esophagus, which is a hiatal hernia. That's what they believe is the only source of heartburn. Or one of, and then at the same time, it's going to start to work on the bladder. So when we can I'm going to use these words lightly, rehydrate the bladder, then the brain has a better signal, better communication with the bladder. And so therefore the incontinence reduces significantly. This is based on theory and demonstration. I have a lot of people who said, my life has changed because I don't have to worry about getting up in the middle of the night because I don't have to go to the bathroom in the night anymore. We've been able to reverse prostate issues in less than a week. And this is a game changer. It changes everything.
My doctor prescribed to me, because I have that situation where I drink, I drink a lot of water in the morning and I have to go all day, even at night. And I'll get up at night and it disturbs my sleep. And I asked the doctor for something to take care of that. And it was, a beta blocker.
That would be based on cholesterol, right?
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. He gave me that for cholesterol. But he told me, well, you know, this could affect your virility.
Yeah.
I said, forget it.
It's, most.
Who wants that?
Most of that has to do with, I don't think that even has to do with blood flow. I think that actually has to do with fluid, just generalized fluid. In the mucosa, that actually has to do with in the mucosa, there's a tremendous amount of nutrients. And I actually think in the mucosa, the fluid that's not blood, that's what keeps things repaired.
So this product, and it's called, you gave it a name, it's called Magic All Day.
That's right.
It is the one that addresses incontinence and also heartburn. But Akkermansia is not the only ingredient in this. What else is in it?
We have slippery elm extract.
Again, folks, all natural products, no chemicals at all. Go on.
Malign extract, that works on the lungs. So does slippery elm. Slippery elm also works on the blood vessels. Let's see, what else is in there? Tangerine peel works on the vascular system. We have marshmallow root, does a tremendous amount of good in various root ways.
I see tangerine peel.
Yeah.
Okay. Persimmon.
Persimmon extract, jujube extract, those both work on gastrointestinal issues.
Amino acid complex.
Amino acid complex, that's what activates it all.
And you have the companion Magic All Night, which has a capsule that delays. When the capsule opens up, it gets deeper into the intestinal tract, While you're sleeping, I assume.
So it can repair the down, the larger section of the intestinal tract, so we can start to reverse IBS, IBD, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, all the intestinal issues. It's a whole top to bottom formula.
Wonderful product. You folks, you can check out all the products at brainhealthformulas.com. And we talked about two of them today. There's much, much more at brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you again, Derek Lee, for coming by.
Thank you, John.
And introducing us to these great, not dangerous products like the alarming news that we heard from about Ozempic and Wegovy and those very popular weight loss drugs. Fat Buster is the Derek Lee's product that at my house has been doing a really good job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do we get to talk to you next week?
Absolutely. We'll be here.
Awesome. Next Saturday. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines. Open topic, 884-9910. Got a break for Fox News right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter here live and local until noon. FM News Talk time, 1058.